gold. Yes, God is real, for I can feel him in my soul. I can not tell just how you felt when Jesus took your sins away. But you know what? But ever since that day, yes, ever since that hour, God has been real, and I can feel his holy power. Oh, yes, God is real. He's real in my soul. Yes, God is real, for he has washed and made me whole. Oh, his love for me is like pure gold. Yes, God is real, for I can feel him in my soul. Oh, yes, God, he's real. He's real, he's real in my soul. Yes, God is real, for he has washed and made me whole. Oh, his love for me is just like pure gold. Yes, God is real, for I can feel him in my soul. He's real, he's real, he's real.
Hallelujah, everyone.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Another day. Amen. Lord has blessed us to be a part of. Praise God. And this, praising God for this 15th day of the new year.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So as the scripture says, this is the day the Lord has made.
Yes.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So this is rejoicing time.
Yes.
Everything is going to work out. Somehow, some way.
Yes.
It's going to work out according to the will of God.
Yes.
So we're not going to worry about how it's going to work out. We just know it's going to work out. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The how and the when and the why and the where is up to God. So neither us worrying ourselves about things that's not of our concern. He just wants us to worship him and believe him and trust him. Praise God, and know that he is God,
amen.
And he's the God that cannot fail.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Giving honor to God, the Holy Spirit, and to all of the preachers in the house.
Amen.
Hallelujah. To all of the officers of the church in the house. Everybody else, and lay people to all of you as well.
Amen.
Everybody is important. Everybody is special.
Amen.
Nobody is better than anybody. And it all was made for God's glory. And everybody was made from dirt. All right, so your dirt and my dirt is still dirt. And no matter what we do with it, to clean it up, the word said that best we can do is still going to be like filthy rags. So you can't clean me up with your dirty hands, and I can't clean you up with your dirty hands. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So it just take all up we can do to keep ourselves in the way of the Lord. Praise God. And we glorify God for another year of my life came by through the week. We got into another category. Right, so we praise God for that. Time is swiftly moving. And time for us to do what the Lord says do. Hallelujah. From the book of Philippians, chapter 3. And we were going to begin with verse 12. Father, in the name of Jesus, we stand there, yielding mental man, physical man, spiritual man. We cast them all into your hands that you may use us for your glory and your honor and your praise. Send forth your word, full of power, full of anointing, that will bring a difference in our lives. That we know that you are still on the throne, no matter what the world looks like. And in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, God, for all you're going to do. Thank you for all you already done. Praise God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Are we there? Praise God. Say 11, right? 12, okay. Not as though I have already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after that which that I may apprehend, that for which also I'm apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth into those things which are before, I press towards the mark for the prize of a high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Right. Tell your neighbor, press on. Press on. We start out doing things, and at the beginning, it seems good for us. May seem good to us. But as we go from day to day, week to week, month to month, as we go from one time to another, we tend to get bored doing the same thing over and over again. And we get lax in what we are here for. Because we get thinking about things that went on in days past. We just started this new year 15 days ago. Somebody's already still hung up on things of 22. And in order for us to move forward in the Lord, we got to let everything go that's behind us. Because if you are holding on to anything, it keeps you from moving from one realm to the other. You can be passing through a briar patch and get snagged on one of the briars. You can't go no farther until you get rid of the briar. A bad situation or a negative thing in our lives is that way. Soon as you think you're going to move, it comes and surfaces itself again. The devil is just that way. He knows how to play on our weakness. And he knows what to do in order to get us to be that way. He knows when we are hunger for something and it does not happen for you right then. He will play on your faith and let you know that it's not going to happen. Just as it did Eve and Adam in the garden in the beginning of times, he told them that God said, you can't eat of this fruit, you're going to die. But God, in so many words, said, but God lied. He knows that you won't die, but you will become wise. The tree will make you wise and you will know things as God knows. And he tempted her to eat from the tree that we was not supposed to bother. The devil is a liar. The devil is a deceiver. In fact, he's the greatest deceiver the world ever known. His whole existence is based on deception. He doesn't know how to tell you the truth. He's the master deceiver, the author of it. Because deception is what comes caused sin to be here. Deception is what caused sickness to be here. Deception is what caused things that should not be affecting our lives is anointed because he entices the mind to wonder and he attaches the mind to think about what if I do this or not do this? What will happen? We want to know the what's, the whys. We want to know the how. But God didn't put you here to deal with the what's and the whys and the hows. He put you here to glorify him. And the way to glorify him is to obey him. Glorify him is when you will do as he said and live the way he said. God wants us happy. His command was to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. But we don't want to make it into the Lord. We want to make it into ourselves. Because the devil tried to make it all about you. But tell your neighbor, it ain't about you. Okay? Hallelujah. Praise God. It's all about God. So we need to know that we need to know that we need to get rid of that's behind us. So we can move on into 23, doing the will of God and advancing in him and growing in him in faith and power of his word. And let us know that the power of his word is not our power. We're not relying on our own strength, but we're relying on the strength and the power of the word of God. Hallelujah. So we're not going to depend on our strength, God. We don't do that. The word said, I can do all things through Christ who provides the strength. Okay? We're not to rely on our strength, God. We are just weak, foul creatures. We are weak, and we can't hold up things but so long. We can start out holding a 5-pound bag in our hand, and an hour or so that hand is getting a little heavy. 2 hours, you probably done dropped it. Okay? Because the muscles gave out of that energy it had to keep on supporting it. But see, God's power never ends, never fails. God's power is always existing. Look how he got the world going. How he keeps the earth rotating in an elliptical path every day of existence. And it rolls in that same path around the sun. Okay? Always staying a certain distance from the sun. And it's not that the sun is not shining on the earth that making us cold right now. All right, it's the way the earth is tilted. So as it rolls around, it changes angle, but it stays in that same path. Okay, you can change and stay in the same path. Okay, stay in the same path that God has given you to go in. And if the earth can obey him, what about you? Earth always this time of year is in the same place. Okay, tomorrow it'll be where it was last year and the years before in the same place. And it goes around that orbital all the time with its own energy. And not only that, the moon moving, all those stars are moving, and sitting at the center of all of that is the sun, the S-U-N. Now, we can like that unto the other sun. Everything revolves around him. Okay? The S-O-N. The Son of God. We need to call him. We need to move in his power. We need to do his will. Okay? So, everything that's back there in 22, we need to let go. Okay. All right. So for Steve.
All right. Now, Steve is representing last year. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to get into this year.
All right. I
remember what somebody said about me.
Uh-huh.
What somebody done about
me. Uh-huh.
How things didn't go the way I want to go.
Uh-huh.
And as long as I've been doing it, I can't move no further.
That's right. That's right. Uh-huh.
I'm hung up
on
the thing that happened last year. You forgave it,
right.
Then leave it alone.
Yes.
Paul said, I'm not acting as I have already attained.
Uh-huh.
Neither am I acting like I'm perfect, but I may not can do a thing about those things. I mean, I can do a thing about the past.
Uh-huh.
But one thing I can do, I can forget about.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes. And some people said, I'm forgetting those things that's behind.
Uh-huh.
Because they're keeping me behind.
Uh-huh.
But that's another thing I can do about last year. And the years prior to last year. I could only do it now.
Yeah.
I can't even do tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
I got to wait until tomorrow comes, but I can press.
Yeah.
So I can make it in tomorrow. Because
yeah.
If I don't, I get hung up today.
Uh-huh.
I might have been free 15 days.
Uh-huh.
But before the end of the day, somebody hurt my feelings. And I get hung up right there. Instead of doing what the word said, instead of leaping for a joy, we sit down. We get mad. We ball up. We mold. We groan. We get angry and stay angry. Send our pressure up. Send our doctor bills up. Send the hospital bills up. When you all you had to do was forget about it. So Paul said, is not that I have already attained. Either we're already perfect. But I follow after this. If that I may apprehend for the which also I am apprehended. So I'm going to do those things so that I can get ahead. I can move into the new day. Because see, not only new year starts it over, but I got a news for you today. Every day is a new day. Every day is a new beginning. Every day you can start fresh. Hallelujah. As soon as you let go yesterday. Thank God for his wisdom. He said, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth into those things which are before. See, I can't be reaching behind me and reaching in front of me at the same time. I'm being pulled apart. So in order for me to get to that's coming, I got to get rid of what's behind me. And so I can move in the new levels. In this year, new joy, new hope, new love, new peace, new deliverance, new victory. God has already fixed it for us. He's already got it made up for us. So he said, press toward the mark. Press for that prize. Press for your calling, your high calling in God's Christ Jesus. Press. All right. The devil don't want you joyful. He's going to bring up something. Okay. You think you got it all made. And then he slam dunked you. Okay. And then you get all hung up because of what had happened. But you got to know and know that you know you know. And then put it to work. The scripture does you no good if you don't work them. Okay. If you work the scriptures, they will deliver you. You won't walk around here hung up. Okay. You won't walk around here mad with the world. You won't walk around here with hurt feelings. Did not, he said, let not your heart be troubled. Now, if your heart's troubled, whose fault is it? It's yours. You let it get troubled. Okay? You let somebody hurt your feelings. Okay? Because why should you think? Okay. That somebody hurt your feelings when God said it's working for my joy.
That's right.
Why did I think that
somebody is hurting me. When the word says, count it all as joy. So whatever's come, the good and the bad, is coming from a joy. Because all things are working together towards the good of them that love God. So know this. Whatever somebody say about you, whether they intended to cry doing it for your hurt or not, count it as your joy. Because that's what the word said. But you got to know it and then allow it to work for you. You got to have your patience to wait till it comes forth. It shall come forth. The word said, it shall come forth. It will not lie. All right? It's going to come forth. But you got to have patience and wait on it. You can't jump ahead of it and go take jobs, God's job, and make it happen. If you try to do it earlier, you're just going to mess up. Hallelujah. So, counting it joy. And one of my favorite scriptures, Matthew 5:11-12. Verse 11. Somebody read it.
Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you.
Okay, what, say that again.
Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you.
Blessed. I'm being blessed when men are persecuting me. You mean I'm being blessed when they are reviling me? How can you say I'm being blessed? But the word said,
and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely.
When they're saying all manner of evil against me, I'm being blessed. So why am I, my feelings being get hurt if somebody blessing me? I'm getting mad because somebody blessing me? I ask God for a blessing, and he sends somebody to bless me, and I'm getting mad. We got to push our way out of that mess.
Yeah,
and reach forward.
Yeah.
To the things that yet to come. I can't get higher in the Lord because I'm being pulled back with those feelings that the devil put in us. The words that I'm being blessed. Anything else is a lie. So you're not being hurt. Joseph said, you meant it from a man.
Yeah.
When the brothers tried to kill him, the brothers sold him into slavery. Gonna try to get rid of him. And then 14, 15 years later, when the dream coming through, here they are now at his mercy. Afraid of their life. But it said, when they came to repent,
He said, that's all right. Mm-hmm. You meant it for my harm. Mm-hmm. But God meant it for my good.
Yes, sir.
So y'all stand up if you can. And God said, from this time forward, all the evil is already doing it, but you need to know it in your mind. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a way for you. Because what comes to you one way, God said, I'm going to turn it, turn, mm-hmm. turn. Mm-hmm. I'm going to turn it. Mm-hmm. I'm turning it. Mm-hmm. Out of, away from you. Mm-hmm. The evil.
Yeah.
Gonna be good.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You turn away. You turn away from the bad things in your life, from the bad thoughts, and know that God got it in his hand. God got it in control. God got it. Thank you. You can sit down. Whatever you throw at me, God's gonna block it and make it for my good. Blessed are you when men shall say evil, revile you and persecute you, shall about the evil get you. He said, what?
Rejoice.
And be exceedingly glad.
He tell you how to have it. That you ain't no need if you say, I don't know how to do that. Mm-hmm. He said, blessed are you when all this happened. Mm-hmm. What you need to do is to rejoice. Don't cry. Mm-hmm. Not let that tears of joy. Mm-hmm. Don't get angry. Mm-hmm. Rejoice. Mm-hmm. Don't lie. Mm-hmm. Rejoice. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Don't lie there. Acting like you a wounded hog. Rejoice. And don't just be a mediocre rejoice. Be exceedingly overflow. Let your joy be overflowing. And the next verse.
Mm-hmm. For great is your reward in heaven.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You rejoice because they're blessing you in heaven.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. All the evil that they're doing out here is going to be a blessing for you in heaven.
Amen.
All right. So you ought to be saying, bring it on.
Bring it on.
Okay. Bring all your evil home. Because Jesus and I got this. Bring me all the joy you can give me. Instead of getting mad with a person, you need to be hugging them. And say, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your blessing. In words that's causing the fire, but heat it up. They can't stand it because they don't understand it. Let me say that again. They can't stand it because they don't understand it. They're doing that to me back there. And I've all the things I've been doing and saying up against them. Guess what? They quit doing it. Because you doing the opposite effect. They did it for you to moan and groan and get mad and whatever. Pitch a fit. And you rejoicing instead. Hallelujah. My time run out. Yeah. Okay. 5 minutes ago.
Okay. But you need to know so that you can walk around with a glow on your face. Yeah, you walking around with frowns all on your face. And the world coming around here looking what better than you. We got to know that we need to forget about that other mess and the way we used to act and let us press past those things that hurt us. Press, and I don't know where the press is to get in the word. That's all the work God called you to do. Get in his word. Because the battle is not yours. It's the Lord's. So you fighting, you're trying to do God's word. And you can't do it. Because you ain't God. You just do what you supposed, God told you to do. Don't let your heart get trouble. Rejoice when they do all these things against you. Count it all joy. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. All you saints, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continue to be in my mouth. Hallelujah. I won't worry about evildoers. I won't worry about evildoers because they're soon going to be cut off. God's got it. Yeah. Tell your troubles, God got that. Yeah. God's got it. I ain't gonna worry about it. That's what Paul's saying. I ain't worrying about it. I'm forgetting about that mess because God got it. And it's gonna happen for his will. For in everything, give thanks. In everything. Whatever it is you're in. Whether it's a pleasant thing or a bad thing, give God thanks. Because it could be worse. Give thanks. So walk around being the thankful person. Stay blessed in holy faith. Walk in his overflow. Live in his overflow. Thank him for the friends, benefits you got working in your life. God bless you. So we're pressing away, present past, the negative things in our lives and count it as joy. Okay? God bless you. So keep on pushing your way. Because it's going to be a struggle to push yourself out of these things. Because you got to remember the devil's going to be right there constantly. Spreading the seed of doubt into your mind. All right? And when he does that, you got to know to respond according to the word. Okay. These things will happen. You just got to know how to handle them. Okay. See, Jesus didn't say, I'm going to take your troubles from you, or your trials or your tribulation from you, but I'll deliver you through them all. In order to be delivered, you must have been in it. Okay. Many are the affliction of the righteous. But God will deliver them out of all of them. Okay. You just got to know. gospel invitation is extended at this time. If there's anyone that needs the Lord for anything, you can come and cast his care now upon him. And he will take care of you. Anyone without church and needing a place to call home, now's your time to come. The choir is singing. Okay. And you are invited to come.
Yeah.
And if that's been standing at gospel and preach. And one self with the come, should you die and your souls and lost. Yes. Nobody fought but your own. Anything else? Don't forget to bring your offering and tithe down to the altar as you exit today. You understand it's time to get the benediction.
Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Thy is broken. Let the church say amen.
Now to him that is able to put in the spotless for the precious throne of God. May the grace of God, sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide us now, henceforth, and forevermore. And everybody say amen.